Hello, my name is Greta Chiodini.
And my name is Charlotte Chiodini.
After Jesus said this, he continued on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. As Jesus came to Bethage and Bethany on the Mount of Olives, he gave two disciples a task. He said, "Go into the village over there. When you enter it, you will find, tied up there, a colt that no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks, 'Why are you untying it?' just say, 'Its master needs it.' Those who have been sent out found it exactly as he said it. As they were untying the colt, its owner said to them, 'Why are you untying the colt?' They replied, 'Its master needs it.' They brought it to Jesus, threw their clothes on the colt, and lifted Jesus on it. As Jesus rode along, they spread their clothes on the road.
As Jesus approached the road leading down from Mount of Olives, the whole throng of his disciples began rejoicing. They praised God with a loud voice because of all the mighty things they had seen. They said, 'Blessing on the King who comes in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest heavens.' Some of the praisers from the crowd said to Jesus, 'Teacher, scold your disciples. Tell them to stop.' He answered, 'I tell you, if they were silent, the stones would shout.'"
Our congregation has a lot of different life experiences and church backgrounds sitting in our pews. Well, I mean, you're sitting at home right now, but you know what I mean. We have folks for whom any given Sunday is just that, any given Sunday. We also have folks for whom Palm Sunday and Easter are very special and looked forward to days that mark moments in the year. And of course, we also have folks everywhere in between. You know, it adds a richness to our community and to worship when we remember how many different ways every story, each hymn, and the time we share is experienced so differently. I've been waving palm branches and walking down church aisles every Palm Sunday since I could toddle. The tradition of beginning Holy Week with shouts of Hosanna and the waving of branches is a long-standing one. You know, for all of the solemnness of Lent, the giving things up, and the reflection we've shared in over the last almost 40 days, and then for all of the heaviness in the week that will come, the betrayal, the doubt, the denial, and death, right in between these two things is this day with a parade and great jubilation. Now, Jesus has been making his way toward a confrontation in Jerusalem, both literally as he traveled and figuratively as he continued to upset the status quo. And when it is time to arrive, he does so in ways that no one expected. Instead of the horse a king or warrior would ride, Jesus chooses a donkey, a symbol of humility and peace. Instead of bringing a force with him to overthrow the powers that be, he brings women and children, the recently healed and fishermen. Everything Jesus does is outside of the norms. It's outside of expectation. And it leaves folks wondering, what comes next? This is an applicable story for the realities of our lives right now. We are not where we expected. Nothing is normal. And we are all wondering, what comes next? You see, this is the beauty of any story about Jesus. There is always a way to see our lives with all of their context and complexity. There is always a way to see our experience in the experiences of Jesus. Listen again to the scripture that Greta and Charlotte shared from Luke. After Jesus said this, he continued on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. As Jesus came to Bethpage and Bethany on the Mount of Olives, he gave two disciples a task. He said, "Go into the village over there, and when you enter it, you will find tied up there a colt that no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, 'Why are you untying it?' just say, 'Its master needs it.' Those who had been sent found it exactly as he had said. As they were untying the colt, its owner said to them, 'Why are you untying this colt?' And they replied, 'Its master needs it.' They brought it to Jesus and threw their cloaks upon it and lifted Jesus onto it. And as Jesus rode along, they spread their clothes and palm branches before him on the road. As Jesus approached the road leading down from the Mount of Olives, the whole throng of his disciples began rejoicing. They praised God with a loud voice because of all the mighty things they had seen. They said, "Blessings on the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest heavens." Some of the Pharisees from the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, scold your disciples. Tell them to stop." And he answered, "I tell you, if they were silent, the stones would shout." What we find in the Palm Sunday story, amidst the branches and the shouts, what we find is Jesus riding into our lives. Our, even in these weird times, this isn't what it used to be, daily lives. The crowds are humanity at its most real, thinking they fully understand the situation and thinking they know what they want, filled with expectations, being unprepared for what is coming next. When God sent Jesus to fully experience humanity, this is it, and this is us. Thinking we understand the situation, thinking we know what we really want and need, being filled with expectations, being unprepared for what might be coming next, this is us. Jesus was celebrated and venerated by people who thought he would eliminate their oppression and suffering for them like that. That Jesus would make everything better without requiring anything of them. Oh, I've prayed that prayer before. I've prayed that prayer this week. God, please just make everything better so we don't have to deal with any of this. My head knows God doesn't work that way. My deepest longings, pray it anyway. And God understands. But just like those palm wavers so many years ago, the presence of God is arriving into our midst. Our human, quarantined, mask-wearing, hand-washing midst. And what happens next in the scripture? The presence of God then arrives, and his first stop is to overturn the tables of those who would benefit at the expense of others. Then he tells a story about a group of people who think their needs supersede the lives of others and make choices that lead to someone's suffering and death. And then he goes on and says that we should offer God what is God's, but we should also participate in societal systems designed to benefit everyone. Jesus starts Holy Week by reminding us not to panic, buy, and hoard. Don't seek to benefit ourselves at the expense of others. Jesus starts Holy Week inviting us not to push back on quarantine protocols like still having church filled with people. We shouldn't think our needs supersede the lives of others. We shouldn't make choices that lead to suffering and death. And Jesus begins Holy Week inviting us to listen to doctors and scientists as an appropriate way to respond to a health crisis. Yes, offer God what is God's and also participate in societal systems designed to benefit everyone. Now, do I have an agenda that is shaping my interpretation of Scripture here? Yes. And did I have to do anything beyond to twist these scriptures beyond recognition to make my point? No. And I believe it is important for the world to hear faithful Christian voices like ours using scripture in ways that support the common good and value science and reason. You see, what Jesus arrives on Palm Sunday to do, he arrives to offer life. And we will all find life and only what we need. In staying home, and in listening to medical and research professionals. Now, if we were to turn one more page in the gospel, the next thing we would find is Jesus sharing gratitude to a widow who offers a penny while rich people are offering great treasures all around her. Jesus knows that the truest gift is often overlooked. So let's take a moment to think about the janitorial staffs, the grocery workers, the delivery truck drivers, the long-haul truck drivers, the teachers, the skilled laborers, the folks whose offerings to society get overlooked far too often in every day. And let's take this moment to recognize that their offerings are worth more than we ever acknowledge. Holy Week has a lot to say about our current reality, because on Palm Sunday, Jesus rode right into daily life. It wasn't the pageantry of Palm Sunday that celebrated God's work. It was the everyday nature of the divine presence. You know, being in the temple wasn't the sacred moment that Jesus was searching for. It was being with people who were working hard to get through life. Jesus knew it was the real and common parts of living that truly celebrated God's arrival through his life and his ministry. Just as God's love arrives to teach us wherever we are, in the midst of our real lives, in the midst of the most common places we find ourselves right now, sitting on the couch, maybe gathered around a smart TV, perhaps watching service on a laptop in bed, or listening to the audio as you're doing other things around the house. Amidst all of that, into those places, Jesus is arriving again, right into our lives, ready to show us love like we have never fully known or fully understood. And even though we may not be waving palm branches, we can still celebrate and mark his arrival. Now, in the scripture, Jesus was asked to silence the crowd, and his reply offers us hope and instruction. "I tell you," Jesus said, "if they were silent, the stones would shout out." Now, while many a classic interpretation has named that this verse tells us nothing will stop the celebration of God's unending grace, I found the naming of stones a powerful marker in our unique moment. We have the opportunity to let stones say something powerful. They are common in the most literal sense of the word. I mean, they're foundational to the very core of creation. Stones also come from brokenness and find meaning and purpose all their own in new places. This was a part of something bigger before it broke off and began a journey all its own. Stones are overlooked and unappreciated. And experiences such as these, the common, broken, unappreciated, are named by Jesus as not only being capable but reliable as means of offering celebration of God's presence. Our experiences, our common, broken, unappreciated experiences of life in this moment are capable of offering celebration of God's presence and arrival into life. The stones will shout. If you found a stone this week, I ask you to hold it. Take it into your hands and look at it with me. If you didn't find a stone yet, please do so today and in the days to come. Find one, any kind, any size, and then keep your stone in a special place. You see, for generations before Christianity, God's people have used stones to mark moments in life. They've marked not only location, but also served as a marker of communal memory. When the Israelites arrived in the ever-symbolic wilderness, they crossed through the Jordan River and were instructed to grab stones on the way through. The book of Joshua tells us the story this way. "We will use these stones to build a memorial. In the future, your children will ask you, 'What do these stones mean?' Then you can tell them, 'They remind us that the Jordan River stopped flowing when the Ark of the Lord's covenant went across.' These stones will stand as a memorial among the people of Israel forever." You see, the stones shouted the glory of God's faithfulness and fulfilled promises. The stones called the people to remember. And when we come through this wilderness, this COVID, corona, quarantine wilderness, when we come through this wilderness, we will mark our moment of return with our Palm Sunday stones. As we are able and ready to return to worship in the same space, in this sanctuary here, we will build an altar from the stones you hold today from the stones you will be looking for in the days to come. And we will let the stones shout out that God has been present, that God is present, that Jesus shows up in the common places, and that distance between us doesn't separate us. And we will let that altar speak to us and tell a story of our community. This is the first Palm Sunday I have not been in a congregation filled with waving branches. But it's the first Palm Sunday I have truly heard the stones shout. And while we trod this rocky path of life together, there has never been a better time to hear them. Amen.